Glad you've come to join us for our first of two performances today. The first, as you know, is Kidnapped on Island, where the grades 7 through 10 will be performing this play. My name is Kurt Witzig. I am one of the pastors here at Duluth Bible Church, and it's been a real privilege to work with the kids and to be working with them during this process. There's been many, many hands that have labored and put in, helped in many different ways. I'm going to ask if we can pull the curtain. I don't know if someone's back there. Yeah, if there's someone back there. There we go. You know, many of us have been watching the news with interest the last few days, I'm sure, right? With the Boston bombing and the two suspects and all that went on there. First, the bombs at the Boston Marathon, and three people were killed and many, many were injured. And then a few days later, there was this wild night of gun battle going on and these suspects throwing bombs out of the cars, a scene we normally would only see on television. Then there was this all-night hunt for them, and one suspect was apprehended and died, and the other suspect was apprehended a day later. Turned out they were two brothers that had immigrated to the United States from Chechnya in Russia. You know, there's been a huge volume of video clips that have caught them in different places and doing different things, and many pictures of them, and there's been a lot of press reporting. There's been, all of the evidence of what these men have done. There has been a number of witnesses and so forth. And so there's a very wide evidence that's very obvious and solid. Well, what's interesting is the response of several of their family members. Their father back in Russia said they have been framed. And their aunt, who lives in Toronto, says, oh, it's really not them in the photographs. The photographs are staged. The young men are entirely innocent in their eyes. And they're very serious. I'm sure they very sincerely believe this. Why such denials? We do not know their motives. But often, in such cases, it's pride that is lingering about close by. Now, by pride, I mean an inflated view of oneself. By pride, I mean an exaggerated opinion that you have of your own stature. And this opinion does not correspond with reality. In this case, perhaps it's the family name, the family honor that's at stake. And so the boys are not really guilty. The problem is somewhere else, in spite of what appears to be a very clear reality. You see, pride can be a real problem for all of us, and pride is at the heart of the Kidnapped on Island message. Pride causes you and I to not see things, reality, accurately. We get a distorted viewpoint, one that is tilted toward ourselves. The opposite of pride is humility. Humility is a virtue that is often ignored and overlooked in our cultures. But according to God, humility is very important. It's something that He's very, very fond of. Humility is the ability to be honest about yourself and your shortcomings, to see things as they really are. For example, the Bible makes it very clear that we are all sinners before a perfect God. In fact, here's a verse just to share with you. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." You see, every one of us has been selfish at some time, like we'll see in this play. Wouldn't you admit? Every one of us has been mean to someone at some point. Every one of us has perhaps told a lie or had moments of lust in our thinking or our heart. And God says this is a universal condition. We have all fallen short. It's your pride that makes you want to bristle when you read something like that. It's your pride that makes you want to say, not me. But unfortunately, the verse doesn't allow for any exceptions. Common sense tells us as well that if indeed we have fallen short and if we're guilty of personal sin, then how can we ever enter a heaven, a place that God exists, that is perfect and sinless, where there is no sin? A separation naturally occurs, which is why Romans 6:23 also goes on to say, the wages of sin is death. You see, there's a consequence for sin, for pride, for selfishness, for the things that we naturally do. Now, we really do understand this. Everyone here gets that. They apprehended this man in Boston who's still alive. And once his guilt is established, he will be separated from society, so that society can be protected from such criminals. And heaven is very similar. It must be protected from the entrance of anything that is sinful. And so this is a sobering reality that none of us deserves to go to heaven. Our sin has separated us from a perfect God. The penalty of sin is death. And pride gets in the way of this obvious reality. In fact, the depravity of man is the most empirically verifiable reality, and at the same time, the most intellectually resisted fact. Why do you resist this if you're resisting this? It's that your pride doesn't want to admit the obvious. But God has a solution for this problem. The barrier can be removed. Even our pride can be set straight. God's solution is rooted in humility. And that humility is seen beautifully in Jesus Christ. Notice Philippians 2, 5 through 8, which says, "Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." Why would Jesus die on a cross? The Bible says it's because God loves each one of us. And he loves us so much that he put all of our guilt, everything that we've done, upon Jesus Christ. And he punished Christ instead of us. His justice demands the punishment, and Christ received it as a substitute for you and I. He died for everything you've ever done that would be considered wrong. And God's justice was satisfied. "It is finished," Jesus cried out. That's why Romans 5:8 tells us that God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Why would Jesus do this? Because he loves us. Because he loves us. You see, Jesus sees your sin more clearly than anyone, and yet he loves you more than anyone. And how much does he love you? So much that he would die on a cross, where he, the just, will die for the unjust and satisfy God's justice. Following this substitutionary death, we know that he was buried, but Jesus arose again, a victorious and conquering death. We know that he's alive today, and he has resolved sin and death once and for all, the consequences of it. If death isn't a problem for God, then nothing is a problem for God. And that's why God can really freely offer you and I a full cleansing of our sin and grant us the gift of eternal life. We know John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Notice how it is because of the giving of his only Son that God can offer you this. And all you need to do is believe on him. Obviously, as guilty sinners, we have nothing to offer God. Salvation is that where we are receiving what God has done for us. And through the work of another, God is offering a free gift. So this will require humility on your part and on mine to receive this gift empty-handed, to know you do not deserve it, but you still can receive it. Your good works will never erase the deficit your sin creates. Good works do not pay off sin. The wages of sin is death. What gets rid of that sin penalty is death. Not our own, but Christ's. Good works does not erase your guilt. That Boston bomber, should he reform and live an absolutely wonderful life from this day forward, is still guilty, isn't he, of murder? The greatest hindrance to receiving God's gift of grace is not our scandalous sins. It's our clinging to empty good deeds. Hear the word of Ephesians 2:8-9. It says, "By grace you've been saved through faith. It is not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." That's reality. You can fight it, or you can humbly believe it. The grace resister wants to deny it. Deny their sinfulness. Deny how perfect God really is and think they can still make it. Let's not be blind to the obvious with our pride. The grace resister looks to themselves instead of to Jesus Christ. Notice the story that Jesus gives, we're almost done, of Luke 18. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. And so he's boasting in himself. He says, notice the emphasis on the word now, I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. He's full of I. The tax collector standing afar off would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We have one who is proud, we have one who is humble. And Jesus finishes and says, I tell you that this man, the humble one, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. I is the big problem, and that's what our play is about. I land. Pride exalts itself. Humility exalts Christ. Ask yourself when you die and appear before heaven at heaven's door, and God was to ask you, why should I let you in? What would you say? How many of you would be just like this Pharisee? I fasted. I gave my life. I was sincere. I went to church. I did things. You see, it's a problem of pride. You'll never deserve it, and you can never earn it. The Bible's been very clear. God is giving something to undeserving sinners who will put their trust in Christ. If your answer instead relies on what Jesus Christ has done, and you enter in based on what Christ has done for you, you will have joy. You know the news story again, our bombers? What they've done, their guilt, it's all very obvious. The evidence is obvious. And yet the families are denying some of this in the face of reality. But before we end, how about you? As we shift from the Boston Bombers story and their guilt, how about you and I and our record before a perfect God? It's very evident we're guilty. There's obvious evidence everywhere. It's reality. Do you sit there before God and deny it? Deny that you're in need and are guilty? Or how about your good works? It's very evident from Ephesians 2 and other verses. They can't save you. It's not what you do for God, it's what God has done for you. Will you sit here and deny that? Obvious fact? Like those family members? You know, whether you accept that or deny what God is saying, it's important because it's the difference between heaven and hell. And remember, it's hard to look down at people from the foot of the cross. So remember John 3:16 as we close. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That is good news. And it is a resolution for our I problem. May you all believe the simple truth of John 3:16. And may you all believe the program that is about to start now. And close the curtain again.
I live my life for Jesus. Christ is my great King, His praise I will sing. I live my life for Jesus, He shall be first.
Don't talk with your mouth full, it Remember your manners, because it is right. Remember your manners, it's a Christian's delight. Remember your manners, because it is right. Remember your manners, it's a Christian's delight.
Lost at sea for quite a while. We'd better get you home right away. Your parents are probably worried sick.
Thank you, Captain Patch. I guess they are worried a bit, but then again, it is nice to be out on my own. I'm sure they'll get over it.
Oh, I see. Well, let me introduce you to the rest of the crew. All hands on deck!
Coming, Captain Patch!
Sissy.
Sissy Tingle. Pretty doll. Pretty doll. Oh, is this what it's like to be in love? My little heart is going pitter-patter, pumper-nickel.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Well, let's leave these two lovebirds alone. Silas, I'd like to introduce you to Sandy Sailor. He's your age.
Glad to meet you, Silas.
And here come all the little pirates.
I'm Poco Pirate.
My name is Peanut.
And I'm Billy.
That was a bad storm to be out at sea. Silas, especially, in that tiny rowboat. Were you scared?
Nah. Well, maybe just a little bit.
A little bit? We were terrified!
You could have died in that storm, Silas.
I know, Captain.
What would have happened if you had died?
Well, it sure would have been hard to draw Jack outlined around him with all the fun he'd be doing.
Oh, Eve, that's not funny. I would have gone to heaven, Captain Patch. I got saved at Bible camp when I was 9.
Oh, that's one of reverence.
Sure is. So, Silas, just how did you get saved?
Well, I used to think that if I was good enough, I might make it to heaven. That's why I became an altar boy and never missed church once. But then at camp, I saw from the Bible that I had it all wrong. I knew I was a sinner, but I didn't know how Christ had paid for all my sin by himself on the cross.
Hey, that's what my memory verse says, Hebrews 1:3. But when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
Once I realized that Christ did it all, I saw there was nothing left for me to do but just accept the work of Christ by faith alone.
That's what John 3:16 says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
And that's exactly how I got saved, by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I know that whenever I die, I'm going straight to heaven.
Well, that makes sense to me. That's what God promises all who trust on Jesus Christ. Guaranteed eternal life.
Do you go to Sunday school, Silas?
Yeah, but I don't like it. My parents make me go and listen to all that. I'd rather be doing my own thing, like going fishing and stuff.
I was supposed to be in Sunday school when that storm hit. Selfish off the starboard bow!
What do you see, Peanut?
It looks like a large group of selfish swimming this way!
Thank you.
first.
Nope, I want to go first.
Get out of the way.
I'm going first.
I'm most important.
No, me first.
If I don't get to go first, I'll hold my breath till I turn blue.
You always have the blues because I always go first.
Duh.
I'm going first. Move aside.
Don't be so selfish.
Go first.
That's better. You selfish are welcome to swim along with us. But if you do, you're going to have to behave. So, what brings you to this part of the sea?
We're announcing the arrival of our leader, me first.
You mean King Me First?
Yes. Have you heard of him?
I certainly have. And you can tell him he's not welcome around here.
Oh. Okay. I'll tell him first.
No, me first!
I get to tell him first!
Oh, every time you speak, you only think of yourself.
Now move aside, let me go first!
You're all wrapped up in yourself, you're overdressed, the king wants me to go first.
Me first! Me first!
I never let my
I'm glad that school of selfish is gone. Silas, we should have you home by around noon tomorrow.
Oh, really?
You don't sound too excited.
Well, I was just thinking. This kind of life is more exciting. It's kind of nice not having to worry about making my bed or cleaning my room. No school, no homework, and no mom and dad always telling me what to do. I think I might kind of like running my own life.
Dinner is ready.
Gather round, mates. Would one of you like to give thanks for our food?
Captain, can we sing our special Thanksgiving prayer tonight?
Sure, Sandy. Psalm 92:1 says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and sing praises unto his name."
Thank you, Lord. In your will, I'm content.
content. I'll not wish for more. I will seek your kingdom first. I will trust all that you do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I rejoice in you. Rejoice in you.
Line up single file. Grab yourself a plate and head to the galley.
Oh boy, it's time to eat.
I'm starved. I should go first.
Silas, was it Pina in line first?
No, I was first. Me first. Whatever. Me first.
You're rang, kid.
Ah! I said that.
Over here. Behind this barrel.
Who are you?
Don't talk too loud, kid. Permit me to introduce myself. I am none other than the ruler of Ireland, King. Me first.
Me
at
first?
My service, of course.
Me first? How do you spell that?
That's easy, kid. You spell with the great big I.
Why were you hiding?
Well, I happen to like it down here. Besides, there's some weird people over there who don't put me first.
What?
But I can tell. You're one of the smart ones. You know who to listen to.
Ah, it sounds fishy to me, Silas Sailor. Ah!
I've got some good advice for you, just listen to me. Throw away that golden rule, just listen to me. There's lots of fun in store for you, just listen to me. Just listen to me. Don't you forget your number one. Just listen to me. Just listen to me.
Don't listen to me first. Listen, or you'll regret it soon enough. Don't listen to
you
me first.
Trust me.
He may talk sweet, but he plays rough. Don't listen to me first.
Remember, you are
words are just a bluff. Don't listen to me first. Don't listen to me first. Don't listen to me first.
Just listen to me.
Don't listen to me first.
Me first.
Yeah!
What's that you're working on, me first?
Oh, well, you might say it's, a necklace. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm making something for you to wear over your neck.
Ah, it looks like a chain to me.
What? No, it doesn't.
Isn't it a little big?
Ah, don't worry about it, none. Just leave it to me first. It'll fit real nice. I mean, real nice.
Silas, cover's getting cold.
Hey, kid. You shouldn't let a bunch of clam heads push you around like that.
I shouldn't?
I mean,
I shouldn't.
Silas, please come and eat your supper. It's scrumptious.
Hey, kid. Go tell him to feed the sharks with that slop.
No thanks, Izzy. I don't feel like coming right now. I'm starved.
Ah, don't worry about it, Nun. It's the no principle of the thing. Besides, you shouldn't let a bunch of jokers shove you around like that. Just stick with good old King Me first. Keep listening to me, and I'll look after you. Snickers is coming along real fine.
Now that supper is over, mates, it's time to sing.
Goody, I love to sing.
Love to sing too, Peanut. Can we sing I Love You, Laura?
Sure, Pogo. Would you like to sing along, Silas?
Hey, kid. Tell them you don't like songs about, you know.
About Jesus?
Yeah, Jesus.
Well, I don't always mind songs about him. Just sometimes.
I don't like listening to that stuff at all. It cramps my style. Besides, you shouldn't listen to it either, kid. You need to listen to me.
Please join us, Silas. This is a really neat song.
Come on, kid. Show them off. Show what happens when you get pushy with you.
I'm not gonna sing, Ollie. I'm a little tired.
Okay. But I sure hate for you to miss all the fun.
Listen up, mates. It's important that we sing from our hearts. God isn't pleased with just a bunch of empty words. Now let's sing, I Love You, Lord.
Uh-oh, kid. I'll be back in a minute. I can't stand this song. Besides, it ain't good for my health. Yeah. I'll be back in a minute. As soon as that song's over.
Of Calvary. I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord. You're everything to me. I thank you, Lord, for all you've done. I don't deserve your love. When I was lost, saw my need and left your home above. I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, because of Calvary. I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, your for my sin and shame. I'll worship you through all my days. I'll praise your holy name. I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, because of Calvary. I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, your everything to me. Because of Calvary, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, your
me own eye land. Hey, have them come for a little visit. You'd love it. Ain't no turkey fish there to tell you what to do. You can do your own thing all day long.
Who are you talking to, me?
Pogo! Stalking the king. Yeah. talking to myself.
Oh, I see. I think.
Hey, Silas, why didn't you want to join in the singing?
Take a chance, kid. Tell that bossless old tub that you didn't feel like it. Yeah.
Well, Captain, it wasn't one of my favorites.
Come on, kid. If you're gonna be king of your own life, you gotta do better than that.
Come to think of it, I just can't stand that song.
Great, kid. Now you're cooking. Really, let him have it.
In fact, you know what? I'm tired of everyone always telling me what to do. I want to run my own life. Just leave me alone. From now on, I'm gonna listen to me first.
Oh, bravo, kid, bravo. Couldn't have did it better myself. Now let's, you and me, get on out of here.
Woo-wee, what's wrong with Silas?
Wish I knew, Pee-wee.
What are you doing down there on the deck, Molly? Silas lost something, and I thought I might find it down here.
What did he lose?
I think he lost his temper.
Oh!
Be respected, not rejected. Stay collected.
Temper tantrum, daily pitched a fit each day. You could hear her all the way from San Jose. Kicking her fingers, squirming on the ground. Neighbors complaining about the dreadful sound.
Stay collected, calm and collected. No matter if this is already neglected. Make this your goal, back to self-control.
Suggest it, mates, but it looked like King Me First.
King Me First!
What was he doing aboard the Jolly Roger?
Silas may have called him on board without realizing it.
How could he do that, Captain?
Simply by calling out the King's name, Me First. Whenever you get caught up in your own little life and what you want, he always pays a little visit.
Is Me First really a king?
He likes to think so, Pogo. He's the ruler of a mysterious place called Island. Sailors who go to Island are often never heard from again. Well, let's head to bed, mates. We've got lots of traveling tomorrow to get Silas home.
Oh, that was great up there, kid. You really told him off.
But I shouldn't have blown up like that, should I?
Sure! Damn creeps deserve every word of it. Who do they think they is not doing what you want?
I sure am tired and hungry. I'm going to bed.
Wait a minute, kid. How about you come along with me to Island?
Now?
Yeah, right now. You'd love it there.
I don't know.
Ain't you tired of everyone pushing you around? and telling you what to do.
I think so. I guess I never realized it before, but I've been a slave all these years.
Great, kid. Now you wisen up.
You're right. I have made up my mind. I do want to be free. From now on, it's gonna be me first.
Attaway, kid. Now you're talking my language. I can see that. Your necklace is almost done. But let me show you a ticket out of here.
Jumping jellyfish! It's a real fire-breathing dragon!
Pretty snazzy wheels, huh? This is Torch, my pet flamethrower. How you been, Torch? Ow! Cool it, barbecue breath! One more hot remark like that, and you're not getting any lighter fluid for a solid week. Just because you're having problems with your old flame, don't take it out on me.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, kid, why don't you climb up here and try this bucket seat for size?
Hey, this is all right.
Yeah. I can tell that your necklace is gonna fit just fine, but let me put it on you to make sure it fits.
It sure is heavy.
Yeah, that's because it's a real quality merchandise. Yeah, that's what it is.
But I can't move.
That's the idea, kid.
What's that lock for? You said I was gonna be free.
Well, it's like this, kid. In a way, you're free. But in your way, you're not. Let's just say you're working for another boss. Yeah, that's what it is.
But I don't want to go to Island.
No,
I won't go.
Okay, Torch, stand by for blast off. Listen, Torch, we ain't got no time for no heated argument. We got ourselves a 4-hour flight ahead of us. Five, four,
four, three,
two, one, ignition!
No, let me go! Let me go!
No, you're mine now. You're all mine. Wow! Ha 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 ha! Ha ha!
I'm sorry I ever got us into this mess, Polly. Rock, me too. And I thought I was a bird brain. Rock, bird brain.
Flying on international Me First Airlines. Flying nonstop anywhere in the world to Island. In case of a crash, exits are on the back, the front, the left wing, the right wing. In case of a gas explosion, an air mask will pop down from the sky. But make sure I get it first. I get it first. Me first. In case we land in the ocean, your seats can be used as flotation devices so you don't drown. And make sure you fasten your seatbelts. Except you. It's gonna be a long trip. Parents! Ah.
from their seats to their upright and locked position. And please fasten your chains. We're about ready to make the approach.
What's that gloomy place down there?
Gloomy? Watch your language, kid. That's your new home, sweet home. Now try not to scorch the runway this time, okay, Torch? Gears down! Flaps 45 degrees. Welcome to Island.
Is this your castle?
You could call it that, I guess. But actually, it's for you. See, that's the prison of No Sing Sing.
Why is it called No Sing Sing?
Because that's the rule. Number one in the prison rule book. No singing inside the prison walls. Besides, once you get in No Sing Sing, ain't nothing left to sing about anyway. Here, start familiarizing yourself with the rules.
Can I have some breakfast? I'm awful hungry.
Why, I'm most happy to oblige. But I'm afraid you're gonna have to wait till midnight because we're having a barbecue.
Yum, that sounds delicious. I love barbecues. What do we have? Can I come? Can I be first in line?
Why, sir, kid. This time, you can be first. We're having my favorite flame-broiled sailor steaks. Torch is doing the flame-broiling. And you're the steak! You got till midnight, kid.
Yum, yum, eat them up.
Polly, quick, go and tell Captain Patch.
Don't worry about that stool pigeon, nun. Even if he makes it back to the Jolly Roger. Nothing them numbskulls can do. No sailor ever came to Ireland and lived to tell about it. Wow! Wow! Someone got a cola.
Until then, I want everyone to spend some quiet time alone with the Lord. Let's read our Bibles first, and then we'll pray.
Captain! Silas isn't in his cabin!
Look, up there in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Polly Parrot!
Settle down, Polly! Don't let your feathers get so rough! Now, do you know where Silas is?
That's what I've been trying to tell you! King Me First has taken him to the prison of No Sing Sing! An island! And a fire-breathing dragon is going to cook Silas at midnight! Tonight!
Then we've got no time to lose!
Hoist the sail!
Full speed ahead!
Weigh anchor! Oh, I already weighed it. It weighs 89 pounds.
Polly, you fly ahead and lead the way, and we'll follow. Let's not get sidetracked, mates. The wind is going to do all the work and take us to Ireland. So let's get back to our Bibles. We're going to need God's power and wisdom to tackle this day.
Wisdom to obey my my quiet time alone with God each day. I talk to him in prayer. Every day he meets me there. My quiet time alone with God. He's with me all the time, wherever I may go. Each moment of the day, he's always there, I know. But I need that special time when I bow before his throne, just to hear his word and talk with my own alone. My quiet time alone gives me wisdom to obey. My quiet time alone with God each day. In prayer, every day he meets me there. My quiet time alone with God. My quiet time alone with God.
Hurry along, mates. We've only got till midnight.
Oh, I do hope we make it in time. Look, way over there. It's the prison. But to get there, we have to go through the huge, dark forest.
Look at all those signs.
That one says, last chance to eat and get gas. What does that sign say, Holly?
No happiness beyond this point. Dear me!
Now that sign says, gravity, it's not just a good idea, it's the law.
Entering the woods of woe.
Beware of the dogwood, mates. He has a mean bark
and a mean face.
Oh, the trees are talking.
He'll never make it. I just know he'll never make it. Why do this to yourself?
I'm afraid so, Polly. That's a weeping willow. And over there is a knotty pine.
You'll never make it. What a bunch of losers.
Whoa.
Captain Patch? Can we go back to the ship now?
I'm afraid not, Pogo. We gotta rescue Silas before it's too late.
Did you hear that? They think they're gonna make it.
What, you crazy old hickory nut?
Nobody gets rescued from Island!
You're all fools! If you were any more stupid, you'd have to be watered twice a week.
Snort. And mighty proud of it, I am.
A what?
A Grumple Snort. Me father was a leprechaun, me mother was a troll. Don't tell me I never met the likes of a Grumple Snort before. Well, permit me to introduce myself. My name is William Ulster Waite. Better known to me as Will You Waite.
Will You Waite?
Well, don't mind if I do, matey. You see, I am the keeper of Procrastinate Gate.
Well, Mr. William Waite, we'd like to go through your bridge and cross the bridge.
Oh, matey, you really think you want to cross the Waite-a-Letter River? Be careful you don't act too rash now. Here, have a sit-down seat, and let me give you just a smidgen of advice. Will you wait, mate? Will you wait? It won't matter if you're just a little late. Will you wait, mate? Will you wait? Rest righty, procrastinate gate. Don't be rash now. Think it through. Take your time and put it off a day or two. Will you wait, mate? Will you wait? Will you wait? Please, mate, will you wait?
That sounds like fun.
Well, give it a try, little mateys. Will you wait, mate? Will you wait? It won't matter if you're just a little late. Will you wait? Will you wait? Rest right here as procrastinate. Don't be rash now. Will you wait? Will you wait? Please, mate,
That's me name, Will, you ain't.
Say, where there's a will, I want to be in it.
Perhaps we should wait and think about it a little bit.
Captain Aloydi, I say, I'd be glad to let you go. What harm could there be in waiting? Even if your mate across the way to Little Lady River, the Sailor Sweeper, would get you in no time.
The Sailor Sweeper? What's that?
Oh, little lady, it's far worse than you can possibly imagine. It looks like a great, big, giant vacuum sweeper. But it doesn't eat dirt. It eats sailors! Why, it sucks unsuspecting victims right off their feet and sends them into the prison of No Sing Sing. And all the way down to Pitty Party Pit. Faster than you can say Grumple Snort.
Oh, Captain, I'm too young to be swept off my feet by a total stranger!
Wisely spoken, little girl. Don't rush into this. Think it through a little. Why not wait until tomorrow? Will you wait, mates? Come on, just wait.
Rah! We can't procrastinate! Rah! We've got to act now! Rah! Right now!
Once a bird brought tea Albona, named her little son Bignano, 'cause he put off till tomorrow what he should have done today.
Everybody sing, do it now, don't delay, don't put it off till another day. Go ahead, begin it
right this very minute.
You better do it. Then the doctor had a notion.
Ah, he did!
He prescribed a secret potion.
See, see!
And it set that bird in motion.
Ah.
So he finally did it now. Everybody sing, do it now. Don't delay. Don't put it off till another day. Go ahead, begin it.
Right this very minute.
You better do it now. This word of exhortation, you must fight procrastination. It will hurt your reputation, so you better do it now. Everybody sing, do it now. Don't delay, don't put it off till another day. Go ahead, begin it
right this very minute.
You better do it now. You better do it now. You better do it now.
Too, Ollie. I'm glad we all finally made it.
But how are we ever gonna get inside the prison of No Sing Sing? These walls are gargantuous!
You won't have to worry about getting inside now, mateys. Here comes the sweeper!
Ah! Oh, come over that tree, mates! Fall it under this rock!
Robbie, come into the Sailor Sweeper!
Help! The sweeper's got me!
Help! It's getting me too!
Don't give up, mates! It's sweeping us inside the prison!
I'm losing all my footings!
Whoa!
better than a roller coaster.
Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Who was that?
Oh! My knee!
The prison of No Sing Sing.
Then this must be Pity Party Pit.
That's right.
Who said that?
It sounds like it came from that corner over there.
But it's so dark. I can't see who it is.
It's me. Poor Silas. Used to be happy. Poor me.
Silas!
Look, that beetle came with chains on him.
Oh, Silas. You're safe. We're here in time.
In time for what? Now we'll all get flame broiled for dinner.
It's okay, old buddy. Old pal, we'll find a way out of here.
I wish you were right, Polly. But the only way out is through that big iron door over there. And me first has the only key. Poor us. What a pity.
You mean my goose is cooked?
I'm sorry. It's my fault you're all down here. I've been so selfish. Only thinking about me first. Always wanting to do my own thing. Will you forgive me?
Of course we'll forgive you, Silas. Now why don't you let God forgive you too?
Isn't a little late for that? It's almost midnight.
It's never too late to be forgiven by God. It is His promise to forgive you when you go to Him in faith and confess your sins.
Captain, isn't that what 1 John 1:9 says? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
Sure is, Sandy. That's another of God's precious promises. If you believe this promise, you know that you never have to ask God to forgive you, because He has already promised it.
That is so great.
Just believe God's word and go to Him in prayer, Silas. He's waiting for you.
Dear Lord, I admit that I've been really selfish and only thinking about me first. I want you to have first place in my life, not me. I don't want to listen to me first anymore. And thank you that because I am a new creation in you, I don't have to listen to Him at all. Make my heart one that is unselfish, and let me praise you with my life. And Lord, thank you for forgiving me.
Bless the Lord. reach all with his mighty power. Then change my night into day. I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you all my days. I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord. Please accept my song of
praise. Whoa! It's an earthquake!
Torch, flame-broiled sailor steaks coming right up.
Yum, yum, eat them up.
Little Peter, total hothead. Steaks are a little tough. Wait a minute. Something's wrong here. The doors are reopened. Come on, Torch. Get fired up. I got a lot at stake in that kid. We're gonna teach them Dumbos a lesson they'll never forget.
Quick, mates. Let's all sing he is king.
No! I'm king! I'm king! Me first! No! Anything but that! It'll stunt my growth!
Quick, mates, keep singing!
Blow, Torch! Broil him!
His flame went out!
His teeth are gone too!
Look at me first! He's shrinking!
No! You can't do this to me first! I'm my own best friend!
He's getting even smaller!
Knock off the singing! I love me! Very much! No! No! No!
He is Lord! He is Lord! Jesus Christ is Lord of lords! And his power shall reign forever and ever! He is Lord, he is Lord, Jesus Christ is Lord of lords, and his power shall reign forevermore.
He is God, Jesus Christ is Lord of lords, and his power shall reign forever and ever. He is Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah to our God.
He is God, he is God, Jesus Christ is God of gods, and his power shall reign forevermore. And his power shall reign forevermore.
Jesus Christ, he is God, he is Lord, he is King. King of Kings!
He's gone! Look, the prison is disappearing!
And all those bad trees are vanishing!
So is Island! Silas, I think you've learned that submitting to the Lord gives you wings, not chains.
What's happening?
Maybe we all have wings now.
Oh boy, we're going back to the Jolly Roger.
It's like we have wings as eagles.
Before me, and the wind is blowing strong. When the witnesses are round me, and my strength is almost gone. When the valley plunges deeper, and it shatters all my dreams, then I lift my voice to Jesus, and he gives my spirit wings. God gives wings as eagles. God gives wings to fly and strength to rise above. God gives wings as eagles. When my feet begin to stumble and my dreams begin to crumble, I mount up on eagle's wings. Let us run the race with patience. Let us lay each weight aside. Looking only unto Jesus, He will be our faithful guide. He has run the race before us. He has won the victor's crown. And He calls to every Christian, follow me to higher ground. God gives wings as eagles. God gives wings to fly and strength to rise above. God gives wings as eagles. When my feet begin to stumble, and my dreams begin to crumble, I mount up on eagles. I mount up on eagles' wings. Eagles' wings. I mount up on eagles' wings.
You don't have to, mates, but that's up to you. Island can be wherever you listen to me first and yield to him.
Yielding to King Me first makes no sense at all.
What do you think, Silas?
That's right, Captain. I've learned my lesson. I don't have to listen to me first anymore. As a child of God, I'm under new management and I have a new boss. From now on, I want Jesus to have first place in my life.
Yes, sir. I very much enjoyed working with them. Thank you to the parents, as there was many practices and times to get here, including Thursday night during a blizzard. So thank you for all the parents and all the support. And as you know, there's another, this is just the first of a doubleheader. There's another program with our 11th, primarily 11th and 12th graders coming at 6:30. But in between, we now have a dinner. And so we are certainly hoping you'll plan on staying, that there's no cost or anything, that it's a banquet. You'll find, when we dismiss, that there are four rooms that we will be having our dinner in. In the past, we used to break down the auditorium and we would eat in here, but we're not going to do that this year. So there's two rooms that are straight out the doors. To the right, or what we call our fellowship hall, is a pirate room with a pirate decoration, and there'll be pirates serving you. And to the left, kind of through a little hallway, there's another room, a relocatable room, and that room is a cold room dedicated to Cold Hardika. So if you are interested in people in the Cold Hardika theme, you could dine in there. When you go upstairs to your left here, there is also two more rooms that we'll eat in. There's one immediately kind of on the left, and that is Island. So if you want to see more of King First and a few sailfish, they'll be serving you in the Island room. And then across the hall, kind of in the corner, and you'll see that when you're up there, there's one more room, a classroom, that is also in a pirate, kind of just pirate theme. So there will be young people there that will be serving you your beverage and refills of any of your beverages. They'll be also taking away your dirty plates and things and serving dessert. So once you sit down, you won't have to get up, presumably, for anything. So what we'll do when we dismiss is we'll have you go out the door and to your left, and then you will go down some stairs and then down the hallways and come back up the stairs, and then you'll be coming this way through a food line. We're going to have barbecued sailor steak, otherwise known as pulled pork, and some other things. So you'll come through that food line, and you're welcome to choose any of those four rooms that you want to sit down and eat in. And you can switch rooms later if you want to have your dessert in a different room and take on the ambiance. You're free to do that. Now, a couple more things. If you are not wanting to negotiate the stairs going down or up, as we understand some people may not want to do that, you can go straight out the doors to either one of those two rooms and sit down, and we will have some young people that will bring food to you. So if the stairs are something you'd rather not do, feel free to just go into either one of the rooms straight out here, and we have some people waiting, and they will serve you in that capacity. Also, there are restrooms when you go down the stairs immediately to the left. There's a ladies' room, and a little farther down the hallway, there's a men's room if you want a pit stop on your way to the food line. So what else do I need to cover? So those restrooms, that's the plan. We'll be starting in just a few minutes. The schedule is 5:15, so we're doing pretty good. It'll be about an hour or so of eating and just visiting, and that's why you can switch rooms and do things, and then we'll start at approximately 6:30 with the older program. And we do hope you stay and join us. They're both very, very entertaining and edifying. Also, there's one more thing I want to mention there. In front of each room, each of the dining areas, as well as downstairs when you, you'll see that, there are some little stations set up for those of you with small children where there are some photograph opportunities. There's a pirate ship and there's some other things you'll see as you go. So if you want to have your kids take photos and things like that at those places, that might be something fun to do as well. You'll enjoy that. And some of the kids will be in costume just kind of walking around and visiting. Others will be serving. They all have some duties to do, so we hope that it all will go well. So we can turn the light on, right? Want to put that lights there, Debbie? Ann, I'm sorry. I do want to thank Adam Johnson, who headed up the food this time with some major help from Carla Pearson and some others that have helped with the meal. I would like to also just acknowledge Terry Zimmerman, who had coordinated and organized a lot of the room decorations that you'll see. And Ronald mentioned Shanna Zlotnick here, who did the choir, and along with help from her sister Tara and Christina Linder. So just want to acknowledge these people. They all did a wonderful job. Eli behind the deck, behind the curtain with Sonny Myers and Laura Johnson, who did the stage management. And all these nice props you see and artwork was originated with Laura Johnson. So we just really thank for the many hours that she put in. And all the kids also helped in all these different capacities, so helped in those ways as well. Our pianists, don't want to forget them. And also thanks to Yvonne and Angie and Megan and others that helped with directing and the spotlight and different things. So just want to make sure everyone realizes they're very appreciated. So let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll begin some dismissal instructions as you go out for your dinner. Father, we thank you for this great performance. Thank you for these kids and the time they put into that. May we have been encouraged and edified, even with the meaning of the play, about the me-first syndrome that we all are so prone to. And we pray, Father, that we would indeed find ourselves humbling ourselves first and foremost to Jesus Christ when it comes to the gift of eternal life. And that everyone here would see the simplicity of salvation through him by faith alone in Christ alone. And we pray, Father, that all who are saved would have just enjoyed the reminder of how easily we can slip into a selfish perspective, and yet we don't have to. We can find forgiveness at any time. We know that we're forgiven, and we can learn again, Father, to follow after our new director, Jesus Christ. So we thank you for that message. Thanks for the food we're about to eat now in this time of visiting and fellowship. May we just enjoy it heartily. And we give you thanks now in Jesus' name. Amen. So we can open the doors in the back. We're going to direct the traffic out the door to the left. I think we just need to do it row by row. We don't have ushers, so we'll just allow you to kind of do that in an orderly fashion, if you would, from the back moving frontward, just row by row. You can go out and to the left and hopefully be ready for your meal.